Number 19. 18. Vistarena Atmano Yogam Viputim Cha Janardana Bhuyaha Kataya Triptir Hi Srinvato Nasti Me Amritam Vistarenatmano Yogam Viputim Cha Janardana Bhuya Kataya Triptir Hi Srinvato Nasti Me Amritam Vistarenatmano Yogam Viputim cha janardana Bhuya kataya triptirhi Srinvato nasti me mritam Vistarenatmano yogam Viputim cha janardana Bhuya kataya triptirhi Srinvato nasti me mritam Vistarenatmano yogam Viputim cha janardana Bhuya kataya triptirhi Srinvato nasti me mritam Vistarenatmano yogam Viputim cha janardana Bhuya kataya triptirhi Srinvato nasti me mritam Vistarenatmano yogam Janardana Bhuya kataya triptirhi Srinvato nasti me mritam Ladies? Men? Vistarenatmano yogam Viputim cha janardana Bhuya kataya triptirhi Srinvato nasti me mritam Vistarenatmano yogam Viputim cha janardana Bhuya kataya triptirhi Srinvato nasti me mritam
Go ahead. Why not?
Vistarenatmano yogam Viputim cha janardana Bhuya kataya triptirhi Srinvato nasti me mritam Vistarenatmano yogam Viputim cha janardana Bhuya kataya triptirhi Srinvato nasti me mritam Vistarena in detail Atmanaha your Yogam mystic power Viputim opulences cha also. Jana Ardana, O killer of the atheists. Huyaha, again. Kataya, describe. Triptihi, satisfaction. He, certainly. Shrinvataha, hearing. Na asti, there is not. May, my. Amritam, nectar. O Janardana, again please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you, for the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. Purport. A similar statement was made to Sutta Goswami by the rishis of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka. That statement is, Vayam tu navatripyama uttama shloka vikrame yachtrinvatam rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade. One can never be satiated, even though one continuously hears the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, glorified by those who have entered into a transcendental relationship with Krishna relish at every step the descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord. Thus Arjuna is interested in hearing about Krishna and specifically how he remains as the all-pervading Supreme Lord. Now as far as amritam, nectar, is concerned, any narration or statement concerning Krishna is just like nectar. And this nectar can be perceived by practical experience. Modern stories, fiction, and histories are different from the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, in that one will tire of hearing mundane stories, but one never tires of hearing about them. It is for this reason only that the history of the whole universe is replete with references pastimes of the incarnations of Krishna. Puranas are histories of bygone ages that relate the pastimes of the various incarnations of the Lord. In this way, the reading matter remains forever fresh despite repeated readings. Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Sha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta kam shana gaurangi radhe brindavaneshari prishabhanu sute devi pranamami hori priye vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindhobhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vistarena Atmano Yogam, Vibhutim Cha Janardana, Bhuya Kataya Triptir Hi, Shrinvato Nasti Memritam. Vistarena, please tell me about your opulences expansively, in detail. I want to hear about this subject matter broadly, in detail, extensively. Vistarena, Atmana Yoga, about your mystic powers. Vibhutim Chajanardana. Vibhuti, as mentioned before, this is the Vibhuti Yoga chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Vibhuti means specific opulences. Vibhuti is a specific opulence. I want to hear about your specific opulences in detail. Of course, Krishna will say, what can I tell you in detail? I'll just mention some of the main ones, because the list is unlimited. Not possible to tell about all of them, but something. Vibhuti, Janardana, killer of the again, because Krishna has described extensively in the 7th chapter, 9th chapter, he's described a great deal about his mystic power. Paschame Yogamaishra. Of course, that will come later. Yes. Bhuta Brinna Chaputa Sto Mamatma Bhuta Pavana. We read that before. Already I've heard about your mystic power, but I want to hear more. Bhuya Katya Triptir Hi Shrinvato Nasti Memritam. I'm never satiated. It's not, all right, I've heard enough. Enough. No. The more I hear, the more I want to hear. That's the nature of Krishna's pastimes. Shrinvato, hearing, na asti triptihi. I never become satiated because it's amrita, it's nectar. Srila Prabhupada mentions that all of Krishna's activities, all Krishna Katha is nectar. Some people think that 10th canto is nectar, or Rasleela is nectar. So they want to hear the nectar. That means Rasleela, or very confidential topics about Krishna and the gopis, because that's amrita, that's nectar. But Prabhupada stresses that all of Krishna's activities are nectar. All of Krishna's instructions are nectar. In one place, Prabhupada says, a pure devotee doesn't reject even one drop of Krishna Katha. Sukadeva Goswami doesn't race to the 10th canto. Although there's only 7 days in which to speak, he begins from the topics of creation and so on found in the first canto. First canto, second canto, third canto. There are ten topics in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Atrasargo, Visargas, creation, sub-creation, that means creation by the Lord, then the engineering work by Lord Brahma, then the maintenance of the devotees, maintenance of the cosmic manifestation, protection given to the devotees, then up through liberation. And finally, there's the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But all of these topics are in relation to Krishna. Creation is not to be rejected. Oh, we want to hear about Krishna Katha. We don't want to hear about creation. We want the nectar. No, creation is nectar. The sub-creation by Brahma is also nectar. The activities of Dhruva Maharaj are nectar. Activities of Kapil Dev are nectar. Activities of Prahlad Maharaj, more nectar. All of these topics are nectar. So one shouldn't think. Or this Bhagavad Gita, Gitamritam, Gitamritam, the nectar of Bhagavad Gita. One shouldn't think, oh, Bhagavad Gita is just kid stuff. Nectar is something else. Well, Bhagavad Gita is nectar. So we should very carefully note this point, that we shouldn't skip the any of the nectar of Krishna's pastimes in his different incarnations, starting with the Purusha avatars. Nor should we skip the nectar of Krishna speaking. There are two kinds of Krishna Katha. There's topics spoken about Krishna and topics spoken by Krishna. This Bhagavad Gita consists of topics spoken by Krishna. That's one kind of Krishna Katha. And Srimad Bhagavatam, topics about Krishna. Another kind of Krishna Katha. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Pidhunoti Suhrit Satam. We become purified by hearing all of this Krishna Katha. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavadasevya. Bhagavatyuttama shloka bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. We become fixed up in Krishna consciousness by hearing all of this Krishna katha. Actually, one shouldn't jump to the topics of the 10th canto or specifically to the topics concerning Krishna and the gopis. Prabhupada said, if you jump, instead of becoming purified, you'll become putrefied. One should hear step by step, step by step. Then we'll get the right effect The professional reciters, they like to jump right to the nectar, which they tell in such a way that people don't understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that all of his activities are transcendental. They're just jumping right to the top. This is the nectar. Harmful for you, because it's meant for a certain patient under a certain circumstance. So if we think, oh, this is the highest nectar, Radha Krishna, but we have to be purified to understand those activities, and therefore it's essential to hear the topics of Bhagavad Gita, the topics of the first 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. This verse is spoken, Vayam tu na vitripyama, in the first canto. These sages didn't say, please jump to the 10th canto and skip that other stuff. We want the nectar. It was already nectar in the first canto. First canto, second canto, third canto. The sages sat patiently and listened to all of these topics. They didn't tell Shonaka, come on. When are we going to get to the nectar? No. Patiently they heard. And not only patiently, but with great relish. Svadu, svadu, pade, pade. Svadu means very relishable, tasty. Svadu, svadu, tasty, tasty. Pade, pade, at every step, at every step. We relish all of it. Yat shrinvatam rasa jnana. Those who know what juice is, those who know what nectar is, those who know about transcendental relationships with Krishna. Svadu, svadu, pade, pade. They relish every drop. We saw Srila Prabhupada was on the highest stage of devotional service. He was relishing Bhagavad Gita. He was relishing the first canto, second canto, fifth canto. He was relishing all of this Krishna katha. Uttama shloka vikrame. These topics of Krishna are composed in the best verses. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, so nicely composed. Or any verse about Krishna is uttam, above the darkness of this material world. However nicely composed, the literature which is disconnected from Krishna is within the realm of tama, darkness. But Krishna, the verses glorifying Krishna are uttam, transcendental. There's so much literature full of ornaments and, you know, really fantastic writing. Great writing. But if it's disconnected from Krishna, then it's within the realm of tama, or darkness. But uttama shloka, the verses that glorify Krishna, are transcendental. Messages about Krishna or from Krishna are transcendental. Uttama Shloka. Vikrame, the personality of Godhead who performs wonderful activities. Urukram, Vikram. Lord Vamandev in three steps covered the whole universe. And accepted Pali Maharaj as his pure devotee. So now Arjuna wants to hear more nectar. Bhuya, it's been nectar already. To hear about Karma Yoga, to hear about Bhakti Yoga, to hear about Sankhya, distinguishing between body and soul. This has all been nectar, and now I want to hear more nectar. So please go on speaking, please go on speaking. Specifically, Arjuna wants to hear about how Krishna pervades this material world. That's the topic at hand. And that will be described by Krishna starting in the next verse. Okay. What questions?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
According to the scripture, a saintly person or sannyas have to be properly respected.
Saintly persons what?
Like a sannyas, have to give some special respect for the sannyas. So, a devotee who is Ishkan devotee, when he meets some sannyas from another organization, how are you related to them?
How do ISKCON devotees relate to sannyasis from other organizations? Respectfully. Amanina manadena. A Vaishnav should be respectful even to the ant. So then what to speak of sannyasis? Respectful to all the Vaishnavas. Vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So we're respectful to everyone. We should be respectful to everyone. Sannyasis, not sannyasis. In ISKCON, outside of ISKCON. We should be respectful. We should be respectful.
So, Baba, also, in the morning reading, Krishna mentioned that people worshipping and neglecting Lord Shiva will go to hell.
People who worship him and neglect Lord Shiva go to hell. And?
And people who worship Lord Shiva and neglect him also will go to hell.
Yeah, people who worship Lord Shiva and neglect Krishna, yes. Therefore, one should see that Lord Shiva is not separate from Krishna. Just as the Lord Shiva is not separate from Krishna. He's also Krishna, but in a modified form. Modified means Lord Shiva is in touch with the modes of material nature. Krishna, Vishnu, is always beyond the modes of nature. But Lord Shiva's married to material nature. His wife is the goddess of the material energy. So by the association of the material nature, Lord Shiva is slightly affected. Kshiram yata dhivikara vishesha yoga sanjayate mahitatag pratagasti heto yas sambhutam apitata samupayati karjat Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham. As milk transformed by tamarind or lemon becomes curd. And it's still milk, but it's not milk. So Lord Shiva is identical with Krishna, and yet not identical. The milk is the original form. You can turn milk into curd, but you can't turn curd back into milk. So Lord Shiva is like that. He's almost on the level of Vishnu. He's not separate from Vishnu. He's not a separate God. But he's connected with Vishnu. Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu, he's a great devotee of Vishnu. So one should not see Lord Shiva as independent from Vishnu, nor should one deride Lord Shiva, nor should one think that Shiva is on the same level as Lord Vishnu. Is that okay?
Am I right? That means that Lord Shiva plays a dual role. He's a devotee and also part of the Supreme.
Part of the Supreme? You're also part of the Supreme. Everyone is part of the Supreme. And everyone's a devotee. Even Vishnu. Even the Vishnu forms take the role of devotees of Krishna. Balaram is serving Krishna. He takes the form of Sheshanag. He's becoming the couch, slippers, umbrella, everything for Lord Vishnu. So even the Vishnu Tattva, they like to render service to Krishna. And what to speak of the living entities or Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is in a special status. He's not on the same level as the living entities. But he's not on the same level as Vishnu. Vekali Ishra Krishna Sabrit. Krishna's, there's only one supreme controller, that's Krishna. Everyone else is his servant.
I think that is why Lord Shiva is a bit confusing, his position. It's a bit confusing for many people.
Yeah, like yogurt. Is it milk or is it not milk? Well, it's milk. It doesn't look like milk. It doesn't taste like milk. It doesn't feel like milk. But it's milk. But it's not milk. So one might be a little confused. But one should understand that when milk is touched by some sour substance that's transformed, then it becomes curd, yogurt. The Lord Shiva is like that. Yes.
Please, Maharaj, based on this, Lord Shiva himself said, of all the worship, Lord Vishnu is the highest.
Mm.
But higher than that, in the worship of the devotees, of Vishnu, if Shiva is explaining this, why would we worship Shiva? Because being the devotee of Lord Vishnu.
Yes, we worship Lord Shiva as being the devotee of Lord Vishnu. Yes.
But don't we have mukti on the heart?
Yes, we don't require. People are already too confused. We can put the murti there and then people will think, yes, yes, Vishnu, Krishna, Shiva, all the same. Otherwise, Lord Shiva is worshipped. In Vrindavan, Lord Shiva is there as Gopeshwar, Gopeshwar. We're offering respect to Lord Shiva. But just to keep things in proper perspective, because as Srivas Prabhu was saying, it can get confusing. People start to think that there are so many different gods. So we're keeping things straightforward.
There's still a question. There is a deity of Lord Shiva, Harihara Kshetra. There's a deity, half Vishnu, half Shiva. So some people wonder why it should be in the form of half Shiva, half Vishnu.
Sometimes Lord Vishnu shows that form to show that I'm not different from Lord Shiva. Both are there. Difficult to chant. Anyway, difficulty is meant to be accepted. If we find it difficult, good. By doing something difficult, we'll make progress. If chanting is a little difficult, that's because of our association with material energy since time immemorial. To chant some cinema song is easy, to chant Hare Krishna is difficult. Oh, but if we accept that difficulty, then we make progress. And then we relish also. Brahmasokyam Chananta. Spiritual happiness. How's the danda come about? There is a need for a stick to hit people. Otherwise, this danda is accepted in tradition since a long time. I don't know, a special pastime, birth of the danda or something. It's been there since a long, long time. Tridandi sannyas. The Mayavadis carry one danda, one rod, to symbolize one, everything is one, we're one with God. And the Vaishnavas, three dandas, to symbolize body, mind, and words dedicated to the service of Krishna. This Tridandi sannyas has been in existence since a long, long time, old tradition. Something else?
Hare Krishna. Please, is it advisable to hear bhajans while chanting on the beats?
Is it advisable
to hear bhajans?
To hear bhajan?
Yeah, of Krishna while chanting on the beats.
No, one is not advised to hear bhajans while chanting on the beats. Now, you may hear somebody's chanting bhajan someplace and you're chanting on your beats. That's not bad. Better than hearing motorcycles and all of that. But japa means that you're trying to hear yourself chanting. So there's no need, we don't have to play a bhajan tape or something like that to enhance the japa. The practice is to hear oneself chant sincerely. something else? Yes.
Please. How to chant on the japa bead?
How to chant?
On the japa bead. If one completes one round, are we to cross over the head or to get back?
No, you turn around and go back. Don't cross over the head.
You don't cross over.
No, don't cross over. You start on one side, go all the way to the other side, and turn around and go back, and again back. Each time you go one way, that's one round.
So we need to turn the beads.
Yeah, you turn them.
Or you can go reverse. You can just go backwards.
Well, if you're a crab, you can go backwards. You've seen the crabs? They walk backwards. Otherwise, you'll probably find it easier to turn the beads and chant that way. Prabhupada used to turn them and chant. Yes?
All right. Sometimes we hear from the pastimes of the Lord, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu healing the leper.
Yeah, not Vasudev Datta. Vasudev Datta is another person. But there was a leper of Vasudev.
And Gopal, the leper, was also a friend of Shiva. So sometimes when we say we don't encourage healing in our society, but the Lord himself was healing.
That was not his regular program. Just in reciprocation for the devotion of this leper, the Lord healed him. But that doesn't mean that his regular program, he wasn't going town to town, village to village, healing lepers and curing all sorts of diseases. On one occasion, he did that. Yeah, that's their business. They're doctors. It's not ISKCON's business that ISKCON has opened a hospital. They're devotees. They were working in different parts of the city. So they thought better we could come together and get devotee associated and we can make the hospital look grander. To get their car fixed, then they can hear about Lord Gauranga while they're getting their car fixed. And the devotees can work together and have association. And the people can get the association of the devotees and everyone who gets their car fixed. Coming to his practice, they'll chant the holy name of Krishna. So So whatever your occupation, if you're a potter, if you're an engineer, if you're a doctor, if you're a mechanic, whatever your occupation, use that for Krishna. Try to preach from whatever position you're in, and try to get the association of devotees. So they've done that with the hospital. It's very nice. But any other occupation, the same principle could be applied.
So in our situation here, we have plans to run a clinic. We have some devotees who are professionals, and we think that's service they should do, because devotees always need some medical care, and now we also have the school children who they need medical care.
That's good.
And then the whole community requires medical care.
Yeah, that's Vaishnav Seva. Vaishnav Seva is always good. That's appreciated. Sure, but for serving the Vaishnavas, it's very good. Even others may come. They're coming to the temple. Not that we go someplace and start a hospital, start a clinic. But if they come to the temple, when they come to the temple, they can get prasadam. If they have a medical problem, we'll fix their medical problem. Whatever. The idea should be you come to Krishna, you get everything. That's all right. But not that we go out and save the world by opening clinics and hospitals. And working miracles and opening clinics. There are other religious organizations that do those things. We don't need to do it. Yes.
Hare Krishna. They said that when one becomes frustrated, he starts thinking of God and want to.
He may. Sukritin Arjuna.
Yes.
If he's fortunate.
Start thinking of worshipping Krishna. Sometimes a devotee sometimes goes into some certain situation. And you also a devotee. After coming into Krishna consciousness, you start serving Krishna. At some point in time, you become frustrated sometimes. And the devotee starts thinking otherwise.
So that he can be double frustrated. Because he's a devotee, he's only getting token frustration. If he wants to get the whole full dose, he can go back to Maya and get full frustration. Then he should accept that Krishna is giving me some difficulty, some frustration is there. Prabhupada had so many frustrations. He tried to build a temple and he tried to get a visa to come to America. He wasn't getting the visa. He wasn't getting this clearance. He wasn't getting that clearance. He wasn't getting a sponsor. He wasn't getting this, wasn't getting that. Finally he came. Then he was didn't get a proper place, living with some crazy man. Wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita, someone stole it. Had a typewriter, someone stole that. So many frustrations. Prabhupada told me personally, he said, anything good you want to do, there'll be so many problems. So a devotee endures those frustrations for the service of Krishna. And in that way he becomes eligible to go back to Godhead. Is that okay? I didn't get that.
He's saying that in the Lilamrita, Prabhupada has mentioned that when he was doing the editorial work for Sri Prabhupada, he gave some instruction that whatever editing with editorial work would be should be published without.
Whatever editorial?
Editorial work he did on his books should be published.
Whatever editorial work I did on his book should be published?
Yeah, because normally he has received it, the editorial will go through them before he sends them for publication.
No, Prabhupada didn't go through.
Yeah.
No, rarely. Prabhupada usually didn't review. Like, I'm thinking he did review Nectar of Devotion at one point. He sometimes did some. On especially early books, he reviewed the abridged Bhagavad Gita as it is to some extent. The abridged Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada reviewed. He reviewed Nectar of Devotion, maybe teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Most of the books didn't review them at all. Just left it to the editors to do the needful. If there was some question, then he would answer. But probably he was moving ahead. He wasn't looking back. Sometimes he'd see some pages, but mostly he wasn't reviewing. Whether I was the editor or someone else was the editor, mostly Prabhupada wasn't reviewing. He was depending on, he gave the instructions to the editors what to do, and he moved forward.
Yeah, okay, his last part of the question is that that the disciples like yourself and others who were editing for Prabhupada's books, you captured Sri Prabhupada's mood. And what
else?
His feelings and his mood. So that you could easily edit the books.
Yes, Prabhupada said that to edit, the editors should know the philosophy, they should know the conclusions. If you don't know the conclusions, the principles of the philosophy, how will you edit? So we should try to understand Prabhupada's message. Then you can edit or speak. Anyone. It's not just editing. But if you're going to preach, if you're going to write, if you're going to edit, then you should understand the siddhantas, the conclusions, the principles of the philosophy. What is it that we're being taught? So that you can say the same thing in your own words. Writing means you take the same message and you may put it in your own words, but the message should stay the same. Prabhupada said, old wine in a new bottle. The bottle may change, but the wine shouldn't change. So if you want to preach, then you should understand the conclusions. If you don't, if you're going to deliver the message, you should know what the message is. We have some conclusions to present. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone else is Krishna's servant. Human life is meant for devotional service, not for sense gratification. Some principles are there. We should understand them nicely. Then you can speak, you can write, you can edit, you can train others, you can do everything. Is that okay?
This one, concerning the devotee when you have a problem, like Gopinath was saying, immediately he thinks about Krishna. In the Japan Reform book, Swami was mentioned that the name of the Lord, when you offend it, is more serious, because when you offend the Lord, the Lord can easily forgive you, but if you offend the name, he will not forgive you. So is it as advisable, or is it more powerful than chanting the name of the Lord rather than thinking of the Lord? When the devotee is in problem, he needs more help. Is it, what I want to say is that, is the name of the Lord more powerful than the Lord himself? We should meditate on the name more than the Lord himself.
Abhinnatan namanamino. There's no difference between the Lord and his holy name. Now that the holy name is more powerful, the Lord is more powerful, there's no difference. The holy name is the Lord himself. There's no difference between the Lord and his name, Lord and his form, Lord and his qualities, Lord and his pastimes. Krishna is absolute. So the holy name, thinking of Krishna, is as good. But we may not think of Krishna. The mind tends to wander. Therefore, by chanting, once you're thinking of Krishna. Therefore, we're not in favor of silent meditation. You sit, you meditate on Krishna, then Krishna has beautiful eyes. My girlfriend had eyes like that. You know, your mind wanders. The mind wanders. But chanting is a more powerful way to fix the mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There are 9 methods of devotional service. Smaranam, remembering, is also one of the 9. So if you become perfect in any one of them, it's good. By remembering Krishna, by serving Krishna, any of the 9 methods. But to Prahlad Maharaj became perfect by remembering Krishna. But remembering Krishna is more difficult. Therefore, where a special emphasis is given on hearing and chanting. Shravanam Kirtan. Prabhupada one time said, thinking means chanting. As you're chanting Hare Krishna, then you're thinking. Yes?
Maharaj, there's one while it's chanting, and chanting and hearing, and sometimes I talk like verses from the Bhagavad Gita, verses from the Shaman of Vitamins, the picture of the deities, the picture in the book, like that reflects within your mind. What do you do?
Lucky,
you.
You're chanting. And some pastime of Krishna comes to your mind, picture of Krishna comes, that's nice. That's all nice. But we don't artificially try to fix the mind. I have to think of this picture, I have to think of this picture, Hare Krishna, Krishna. No. Or I have to think of this pastime while I'm chanting, no. Our job while chanting is to hear the sound vibration. To chant sincerely and hear the sound vibration. That's the practice. And while you're practicing, if you're reminded of the form of Krishna or some Krishna instruction, that's very nice. But we don't artificially try to do that.
Sometimes all the time I consider the devotees who have the Prabhupada's association.
Devotees
who have the opportunity to associate with Prabhupada directly as most fortunate. Very Prabhupada's association. Because it's empowered incarnation.
So you also become empowered. Evam prampra praptam imam rajarshi obhidu. Not just that Prabhupada is empowered, or his disciples are empowered, but their disciples, their disciples, their disciples, their disciples. Mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace someone, that person would become ecstatic in Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master receives mercy from the ocean of Krishna and distributes. Then those to whom it's distributed, now they have to distribute. Then the next ones, they have to distribute, they have to distribute. Anandam buddhibardham. In that way, the ocean of bliss increases. One time, Srila Prabhupada Shukadev Goswami, and the 12th is Yamaraj. So Pendra said, and you're the 13th, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, and you're the 14th. Evam pram pra prapta. It doesn't stop unless you change it. If you don't pick up the message or don't follow the message, then for you it stops. Or it doesn't it's blocked, it doesn't go further. Sakala neha mahata yoga nashta paranta. Therefore Prabhupada said, don't add anything, don't subtract anything, don't change anything. Just like a postal peon, just deliver the message as it is. As you received it, so distribute it. Then it goes on and on and on and on. Then Prabhupada said, the person who's now the disciple becomes the next spiritual master. Yes?
Please, Baba, one is chanting. Should such a person maintain any desire at what time of his mind?
Should a person who's chanting maintain some desire in the background of his...
Whether spiritual, highest control of material.
Well, he certainly shouldn't maintain material desires. That's what he's trying to get rid of. But what desires, there's no prescribed, the desire is, please engage me in your service. Nadanam najanam masundarim kavitam va jagadishakam. Mama janmani janmani shure bhavatad bhakti. Vaitakitva, please engage me in your service. Yes. Sir.
Please, there are so many living entities or so many living beings on this earth.
Too many
living beings
on this earth.
Like the dwarfs, the elementals, and so on.
What?
The dwarfs.
Dwarfs.
Yes. And some are living in the other planets. Please, are we all getting towards Goloka Vrindavan?
Are we all moving toward Goloka Vrindavan?
Yes.
No, some are moving away from Goloka Vrindavan. Urdvam gacchanti sattvastha vadyetishtanti rajasa jaghanya gunavritistad ho gacchanti tamasa. Those who are contacting the mode of goodness are going to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion stay here. Those in the mode of ignorance go down to lower planets or lower species. Not that everyone's moving up. Those who are chanting Hare Krishna, they're going back to Godhead. Not that everybody's moving that way. The demons are going the opposite way. They're running away from Goloka Vrindavan. Yes. If you don't follow?
Yes. You don't follow the basic rules and equations.
How will you, what power will you get? Power to cheat people, maybe. Power to fool people. Power to fool yourself. If you don't follow, how will you, what power will you have? Power of hypocrisy, that I say one thing and I do another. We should follow. Four regulative principles, 16 rounds a day. Rise early in the morning. Attend the Mangal Arati. Attend the class. Simple program. If we follow, we'll make progress. If we don't follow the rules, what will happen? We should follow.
All right, we see that in some mystical schools, the guru can empower a disciple just by looking at him or placing his hand on his head. He becomes empowered and surcharged with some spiritual energy. So, is that also empowerment?
We place more importance on hearing. We place more importance on hearing. By hearing, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chite Te Kuriyake. by hearing the words of the spiritual master and dedicating ourselves to his message, we become empowered. That's more important. That's the essence of the thing. There's some story that in one esoteric tradition, the guru touched the head of the disciple, and the disciple fainted, and the guru fainted. Then the guru woke up and he was crying, because now all of his power was gone. It had all been transferred to the disciple. But we're not interested in these kind of folk tales. Purnasya Purnam, why should it be diminished? If I give you power, now I've lost my power. That's material. Spiritually, you distribute the power, you get more power. So we're not after these things that, you know, someone touches you on the head or someone puts his hand on your eyes or, you know, there's so many things. The main thing is hearing submissively from the right source. Submissive oral reception and follow. All right. Anyway, after getting power, what do they understand? What do? If after being touched on the head or whatever it is, they engage in pure devotional service to Krishna, then we'll say, very good. Is that what happens?
No.
No. So then it's useless. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace someone or put his hand on his head or something, and the person would be enlivened in devotional service. That's good. But if you're just enlivened in material activities, mystic powers or material advancement, then what's the use? Better that he didn't touch you. We look to see that. Whatever your process, what's the result? Okay, you got touched on the head. So what happened? What do they say? After getting touched on the head, what happens? Something, they become one with God or something other than devotional service. Then it's useless. Just good for attracting followers. You'll get Shakti. Okay? When you got Shakti, then what was it? These things are useless. Yes.
If Maharaj, if the disciple disobeys the spiritual master due to some certain circumstances and conditions, what happens to the devotee?
The disciple disobeys the spiritual master because of some circumstance or condition. That's not very good. But then he should correct it. He disobeyed, then he should regret and become obedient. Not that, well, I did it once, I might as well keep doing it. That's, if he disobeys, that's very unfortunate, regrettable. And he should rectify. Not okay. Anything else? Yes.
Yes, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I read from Chanakya Pandit's book. He said,
you read from where?
Chanakya Pandit's book.
Chanakya Pandit's book.
Yeah. He said the ornament of a woman
is her husband.
The ornament of a woman is husband.
Ornament of her woman is her husband, yeah?
He said the ornament of a son.
Is her son?
The son, yeah.
Really? Different.
The ornament of a woman is the husband.
Ornament of the son is education. And what? And now I want to know the ornament of the man. That's the man.
Krishna consciousness. That okay? Yeah, the ornament of the sky is the moon. The ornament of a woman is her husband. Yes. The real ornament is Krishna consciousness. Something else? Stop here? No. Okay.
So if the ornament of the woman is the husband, and the husband is not a responsible one,
what's that?
If the ornament of a woman is the husband, and the husband is irresponsible, then where is the ornament?
Plastic jewelry. Plastic jewelry. Ornaments are of different grades. Gold ornaments, plastic ornaments. So the ornament of a woman is her husband. Therefore, if a woman gets a devotee as her husband, she's the most fortunate. She's the most fortunate. Women, they're like this, well, my husband's a doctor. What does your husband do? Well, my husband's a lawyer. What's your husband? You know, like that. The women are like... So, what's your husband? My husband's a devotee of Krishna. That's the best. One of my godbrothers was telling me there's all these social, you know, comparisons go on. So there were some... His daughter is in school, so they're comparing. You know, what does your father do? You know, and then all the evaluation is there in terms of what their father does. Well, my father is a professor, and my father is, you know, the head of this, and my father's this. So they came to her. You know, what does your father do? My father is the president of the Hare Krishna temple. The girl said, cool. Well, that's someone's a devotee. The devotees are the ornaments of this world. Does he say? Yes. Hare Krishna.
Alain, if one gets initiated.
Loud.
Alain, that if one gets initiation, and then deliberately not following the rules and regulations, the spiritual master can decide to cut the link and actually want to know
symptoms that the spiritual masters cut the link? He didn't cut the link, you cut the link. The spiritual master is trying to pull you back to Godhead by a process, but you're neglecting the process. You're cutting. You're the source of your own misfortune.
Also, I want to know the duty of the brahmachari in the temple.
No. Duty of the brahmachari in the temple?
Yeah.
To serve Krishna and serve the devotees. Is that okay? He what?
I said before Srila Prabhupada.
Some sannyasi came and?
They couldn't make it. They couldn't
do anything. Couldn't what?
He wasn't successful.
So
what was the special thing in Prabhupada life who has made this?
You start off strong and then you go. Did someone hear what he said?
Yes.
Okay.
Saying that some sannyasis, before Prabhupada came west, some sannyasis have tried to establish this Krishna consciousness in the west, but they failed. So what was the special potency or special quality that Prabhupada had that was able to?
He had so many special qualities. But he made the order of his spiritual master his life and soul. So many special qualities. One of Prabhupada's godbrothers, he said, I also went to the West. I could also have had so many disciples. But I was not interested in these hippies. So, in one sense, he told the difference. You know, that I'll take, you know, if I get some high class followers, then I'll do something. But if Krishna sends hippies, then I'm not interested. But Prabhupada was so broad minded. Whoever Krishna sends. Whoever Krishna sends. Prabhupada gave the story that some man is walking and he finds a wire. Is it a very valuable thing?
No.
No. And then he's walking more and he finds a gourd. Is that a very valuable thing? And he's walking more and he sees a stick. Is that a very useful thing?
No.
But Prabhupada said, an intelligent person, he fixes the stick on the gourd and strings the wire and makes a nice musical instrument. So Prabhupada said, similarly, I've collected all you European and American boys and girls. I mean, we're all useless, but a person who's expert, he'll take those useless things, engage them properly, and you'll get something nice. So Srila Prabhupada did that. 26 qualities. Sane, merciful, poetic, patient. All the good qualities. You read Prabhupada's poem that he wrote on the Jaladutta, two poems. You get some idea what were Prabhupada's qualifications. Markaneya Bhagavata Dharma. And prayer to the lotus feet of Krishna. Two songs. Those who like to chant bhajans, you can learn these two songs. Very profound. In the songbook, I think those songs are there. You can meditate on those songs. You'll see what is Prabhupada's qualification. Yes.
Yes, Maharaj. Maharaj, you said that when a disciple commits sin or breaks the principles, the spiritual master shares the reaction of that sin committed. So, at what point in time will the spiritual master cease suffering this reaction, or will he continue suffering the reaction eternally, even after the disciple still committing sinful activities? At what point in time? Is there any time that this will cease?
Yeah, it's not, Prabhupada said, it's not that the spiritual master is always, but sometimes Prabhupada said the spiritual master may have to see some bad dream, or he has some health problem or something because of the sinful activities of the disciple. It's not that he becomes like a sinful person, and but something caused, sinful disciple causes trouble for the spiritual master. You should try not to cause trouble. Rather, we should be a source of pride for the spiritual master, satisfaction. Yes, this person is following. Should we stop here? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Shrivas Prabhu ki.